Well, we are at the Innisbrook Resort, and I am sitting down with Chris Walling, who is brand new, pretty much, into the job of executive director.
Yeah, I'm vice president, managing director.
Okay, vice president, managing director. First of all, Chris, nice to get a chance to sit down and talk, and I'm sure you're aware in your position that you really had some pretty big shoes to step in and fill, because Mike Williams did a wonderful job here for a long time.
Yeah, Mike's a legend in the industry, and I feel very lucky and blessed to be able to carry the torch that he set. He has an unbelievable foundation of hospitality, of excellence, and really a wonderful transition. So Mike's, you know, a legend, and I'm excited to call him a good friend as well.
Well, when you say transition, especially in the golf industry and destination properties, things are always moving forward these days. There's a new this and a new that. And you've got a few new things going on here and a few things I know you're trying to wrap up before the PGA Tour and the Valspar Championship arrives in just a couple of months.
That's right. You know, we're very fortunate to work for Sheila Johnson, and she invests a tremendous amount of capital into Innisbrook every year. And this year is no different. We've got a brand new clubhouse and a brand new Packard's restaurant coming. Both of those will open March the 1st. The clubhouse for Copperhead is just fantastic, state of the art, completely renovated. And then Packard's, which has been a steakhouse tradition on property for a long time, is a brand new build. We took it down to the studs, and it's just going to be spectacular. We're very excited about it.
Well, Packard's is a fantastic place to eat. One of the best steakhouses you're going to find at a golf property anywhere in the country. Of course, the Packard name resonates well up in Illinois, where both he, you know, Larry and Roger have done so many golf courses. I know the people from up in Chicago, when they come down here at Packard name, it sounds pretty good. But take us through that restaurant rebuild, because you didn't just change a little here or add some new carpet or maybe some new tables. You've really gutted the place and tearing it apart.
Yeah, we took it down to the studs from front to back. So all brand new furniture, brand new bar, brand new tables, chairs, flooring, brand new kitchen, entrance, completely renovated menu. We've got a brand new director of culinary named David Morris, who I've done a couple of these big projects with. So not only will we have an amazing fit and finish, but the culinary program will be brand new. But the thing that resonates mostly with all of our golfers and our members is we have the same great Packard service. You know, we're very fortunate to have a front of the house team that, you know, has an incredible tenure, and they exceed expectations like no other team I've ever seen. So we've retained them at different areas on property during the course of the construction, and we're looking forward to welcome them all home again March 1st.
Chris, I got to warn you, here comes the tough question. Where do you put Larry Packard's jacket that hung on the wall in there? Have you already picked out a spot? Where is it going to go?
Yeah, he's going right in the bar. I mean, you can't have a cocktail or a great evening at Packard's without seeing, you know, Mr. Packard's jacket. So it'll be hung proudly in the bar. We had it taken out, reframed, and kind of reimagined, and it's going to look great. We're excited to welcome him home.
The red tartan jacket of the ASGCA Architects Society is always a great treat to enjoy. And I'm sure the steaks at Packard's will be a great treat to enjoy. But it's not just the restaurant there. You've kind of ripped up the locker rooms. You've ripped up the Copperhead Clubhouse Pro Shop. And that's being reimagined a little bit here.
That's right. Yeah, you know, we're going to do a traditional clubhouse locker room experience where, you know, there's going to be members' lockers in there. We completely redid both the men's and women's facilities. You know, it's going to be a very much of residential style, you know, high-end finishes, incredible towels, just a really traditional clubhouse locker room. And then when you go into the main golf shop facilities, Bauer International redid all of our fixtures for us, and it's just going to be an imagined culinary experience followed by a great golf shop experience with all of your high-end retail items you would expect from a course like Copperhead.
When I was here a year ago, I talked with Mike Williams a little bit. Mike had showed me some plans for a potential new par 3 golf course, and he says, we'll probably have a lot more to tell you a year from now, but maybe not exactly, but where does the par 3 course stand?
Yeah, we're still vetting that process, the par 3. I think right now we're looking to just kind of, you know, reimagine and reinvest our existing footprint of golf. We've done a tremendous amount of work last year and then this coming year on Island. We've got some renovations that are going to be coming on a small scale to other facilities on property, so more to come on the short course.
North and south, we're going to kind of have some hole changes, rearrangement, and it seems like the north course is not 18 holes anymore, and some of that plan is starting to come together, and you've got Toll Brothers already starting to do some work out there. What's happening with that part of the project?
Yeah, you know, I think the most exciting thing that we did on north is hole 13 and 12. We turned into a two-hole member loop just for our members to be able to go out and practice. Toll Brothers is starting to build construction on all the new homes. So you're going to have 180-plus homes and condominiums that are going to be coming over the next 24 months. So that's certainly exciting. And then, you know, the south course that you mentioned, we did something really interesting, you know, this winter is we did a links-style golf course. So we didn't overseed it. We did a very traditional links-style course, and we've been getting rave reviews on a traditional winter course that gets lots of roll and is a super fast course. People are really loving it.
Well, a couple of years ago, you did some work on the Copperhead course, which is the host course for the Valspar Championship. It'll be here, I'm sure, before you know it. But, you know, one of the things that people say when courses go through renovation, sometimes it takes a couple of years before all the grass is back, the areas that are now exposed that don't have trees in them anymore. Everything kind of grows in, and the visual side of it really repops. Where is Copperhead as you get ready for Valspar?
Well, you know, Chuck Green from the PGA Tour was just out a few weeks ago, and he says it's in the best condition he's seen at this time of year and the time that he's been coming. And I'll tell you, our director of agronomy, Ryan Stewart, and his team have been working really hard. We've had a lot of favorable conditions from Mother Nature. You know, we did a lot of work in the off season with Dryject, which is a new green technology to get the greens going. But I'll tell you, the golf course is as good as I've ever seen it right now.
Any early indications about Valspar in terms of you're probably looking at a good field? I know the pros love the golf course. They love coming here. What have you heard so far in terms of maybe who's coming? Because before we know it, the Florida Swing will be here, and you're a part of that.
Well, we are, and I think that a lot of the PGA Tour pros feel that, you know, of the Florida Swing, this is their favorite course, and we all know it's a challenge for them, whether playing from the tips or if you drift into the rough. And again, the Valspar team, Tracy West, has done a great job of having a great field, and, you know, just announced this week that, you know, Xander Schauffele is going to come. And we all know that, you know, with Tracy and our partnership with Valspar, they'll continue working to get the best field possible. So, you know, as always, we look forward to a great field this year.
So tell us about anything else that's going on property, the list of improvements that maybe we haven't covered, and if there's anything yet that's been added to the drawing board in the last year that I didn't cover with Mike Williams at the time, maybe you can fill us in a little bit.
Well, you know, there's always new and exciting things that are happening in Innisbrook, and I think, you know, the most important thing is the reimagination of the food component of what we're trying to do here. Again, we've got a new director of culinary, David Morris, who joins us from Scottsdale, Arizona. He was at the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess, so, you know, he handled the waste management tournament. So, you know, when you bring that culinary horsepower to the property, it's fantastic. You know, but again, we've been doing a tremendous amount of improvements to the property, from painting of the Osprey Clubhouse to different infrastructure work, from HVAC to new shuttles and vans around the property, more importantly to all of the bunker work that we've been doing over on Island. So again, each and every day is a new day at Innisbrook, and we're fortunate to have a great owner in Miss Sheila Johnson, who continues to reinvest in the property. So whether it's this year or next month, we've always got something new going on here.
Well, people up north, they've been cold now for a few months. How much time do they have to still come down here and play where the pros play and go out and play Copperhead before you shut it down for the tournament? I know your cart path only already, but I know the golf course is still open.
Yeah, they've got plenty of time. You know, we're going to be open until that, you know, first, second week of March, so we encourage everybody to come down. But it's not always just about Copperhead. You come on to Island, which is equally, if not more challenging than Copperhead. Then again, the link style on south, and then a great nine hole on north. But you know, it's not just about golf here. We've got great food, incredible spa. We've got Loch Ness, which is our resort-style pool with water slide, incredible racket sports program. In fact, we've got four brand-new pickleball courts. So we've got something for everybody. Come and see us.
Chris Walling, thanks so much for joining us at Golfers on Golf.